Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict's message for the 95th World Day for Migrants and Itinerant Peoples was released on Wednesday at a press conference here at the Vatican. Carla Calamani has more.
Next year, one day in the calendar will be dedicated to people who find themselves involved in migratory movement. That day is the 18th of January 2009, the 95th World Day for Migrants and Refugees. As that event draws nearer, Pope Benedict XVI's message to mark this occasion was released at a press conference here at the Vatican on Wednesday. The theme this year is a Pauline one, entitled St. Paul Migrant, Apostle of the Peoples. In his message, the Pope looks at the figure of Paul, saying that he was a migrant by vocation who is even today an important reference point for those who find themselves on the migratory move. Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino is president of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant Peoples. He says St. Paul is indeed a great example of a migrant and a missionary.
The image of St. Paul, a very good migrant, and he was going around the Mediterranean Sea and evangelizing.
The Holy Father, turning back for inspiration to his encyclical Deus Caritas Est, says that he hopes this World Day for Migrants will be an incentive for all to live brotherly love to the full, without distinction and without discrimination. Cardinal Martino says the Pope, in his message, understands very well that migrants on the move need compassion and help.
The Holy Father invites us to welcome the migrants, the people on the move. And it's important because those who move many times have many difficulties in many situations of suffering, of persecution, or poverty. And so they move in order to better their personal position, their personal condition.
Turning back to the figure of St. Paul, Pope Benedict says that he hopes this apostle's experience as a migrant, an evangelizer of peoples and cultures, will spur us on to understand that the exercise of charity is the culmination and synthesis of the whole of Christian life.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.